Blog Talk Radio.
And yes, in the background that is Survivor, Burning Heart. And this is Bob Rourke of Bob Rourke of Texas. So let's talk. We're gonna do a little something different this time. Today we're gonna be doing a recap show of what we talked about over the week. And I'm gonna pardon me. We're gonna do this as many times as we can during every month. And do a little short show saying, hey, this is what we talked about. So let's get going. Last Sunday, we started the week off watching Meet the Press. John Kasich, governor of Ohio, was interviewed. Pardon me, I apologize. The best I can say about the way I made sound is that my sinuses are aggravated because I just went outside for a little bit. Next thing I know, they're clogging up on me. They're tightening up. It is too hot out there for man and beast, basically. This is for those parents who have kids that are ready to go for school. Here's a great example of doing that first science project. Get an egg and see if it could actually be fried on the sidewalk. And you're gonna have to write a paper about it, guys. Sorry, but that's the way it is. Last I heard a projection of 106 or better last night, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's right. But hey, let's talk about politics. Pardon me. If we get time, if you want to call and voice an opinion, that's 718-664-9825. Again, that's 718-664-9825. Okay, like I said, I started off the week talking about comments by John Kasich, one of the many of the masses of Republican candidates that are not Donald Trump running for president. Anybody see that debate? I wish I could have, but I don't have cable. I read the news reports, and what's sad is he is destroying the Republican Party. He's doing something Ross Perot couldn't do. Odds are he's going to... The best thing the Republican Party can do is hope that he doesn't run third party. Going to hurt them in the long run. And of course, if he's elected, he could. I apologize again. He was asked a question about why people run for office. He said, well, I think what you got, he said something, I'm paraphrasing here. You need to ask two questions. Do you want to fix America, or do you just want to be elected? Well, since I'm in a political campaign for Congressional District 22, I want to fix America. How about you, Pete? Where do you stand? Let's talk about that. Why do people want to run for office? Yeah, I want to fix America. We have problems. We have issues. And we face challenges every day. We could go this whole, what's left of the 15 minutes on the show and probably still want to talk more. Washington does not understand the challenges we face. They don't understand the idea of paying our bills. We pay our bills. We pay the rent. We have to pay for make payments on cars, gasoline, insurance. And we also have to buy food for our families. Washington doesn't understand that. We need to send a message. That's why I'm running. I may not have all the answers. I'll come out and tell you right now, I may not have all the answers, but I think I've got a couple of pieces to the puzzle that is working. So that's where we lead to some of the ideas we've got. We talked about education this week. We talked about the idea of redefining the Department of Education, making it a general government office. I mean, think about it. Every time we have a new president elected, we have a new overall agenda. And one piece of that is the Department of Education. With Mr. Bush, it was No Child Left Behind. We see how much of a failure that was. Now, as the Obama era is winding down, there are probably a lot of Republicans that would declare, I cannot wait, at least like a 17 or so. The point is, we've had the run to the front, Common Core, or race to the front, Common Core. What we need, we don't need titles. We need a policy that works in education. Well, folks, that's going to mean redefining the Department of Education, taking its cabinet status down to that of a general government office, getting them to focus on a single framework of education that allows the states, the local school districts, to fiddle, tweak, if you must, for lack of a better description, and the teachers to implement the policy, the standards, and teach our kids, challenge them. That's what we need. We need our students to be challenged. You know, when it comes to the achievement testing, there have been too many reports on the news. I think we all have seen them, whether it be newspapers or the news media, the TV news media itself. They've all talked about how their kids have said, it's called the week of achievement testing, a week of vacation. How and news reports in the papers, the tests are easy. And of course, we've also heard about the test being taught to the students. Can I cite this as an example? See, where is it? March 1st, 2012. A quote from an article on by Lisa Falkenberg. Anyone who tells you they are not teaching the test is either a liar or a PE teacher. Came from a high school in Fort Bend County, Fort Bend ISD. That's a little unnerving. But we need to make changes in education. We need to allow the teachers to teach. That's the thing. We need to allow the teachers to teach and challenge our students, challenge our children, so they can learn. I cited this example. I worked my way through college as a substitute teacher. And I can say it was interesting at times. But the most gratifying experience I had, I was kind of a roving instructor for kids who had problems. This could not conceive of I don't want to say they were challenged. They just didn't understand, I think, how to solve a particular problem, how to solve some idea. And this one little kid, I see the result, the look I got from him, the smile on his face, when I helped him solve a problem that was frustrating to him because he couldn't get it. We're talking about elementary school. The little boy could not understand how to multiply 9 times 7. Pardon me. And I basically, I gave an idea. We talked about it. I asked him this way. How many points is in a touchdown and a point after? Which was 7. So we counted down 9 touchdowns. And worked it out on the board. We went 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, and 63. He was elated that he found a way to solve that problem. See, I found a way to challenge him. And that's what these kids need. They need challenges. They need to know. They don't need a calculator in elementary school, because that's too easy. They need to be taught from a mathematical point. Taught the multiplication tables, the division tables, and had them memorized. That should be part of a curriculum for elementary school kids. We need a lot of changes in education. And to hear Pete Olson and the Republican Party say the voucher system, school choice, the ideas I'm proposing could save public education. And it has the potential of taking politics out of the classroom. And I think the teachers who are out there listening, and hopefully you are, you'll think about it. You want to have control of your class? You want to be able to implement teach your students and not have to worry about red tape and bureaucracy. Worry about those kids, especially if you're a first or a second grade teacher. Now, we're almost running out of time, but we can talk about other things like the achievement test, like a week of vacation. Why do we need to do it every year? Think about it. What if we stagger them every 4 years? Like in the fourth grade, when the child is going to soon be in middle school. Eighth grade, when the child is going to soon be in high school. Senior year of high school, when the child is going to be soon be in college, hopefully. These are things to think about. These are things to look at. So, right now, we talked a lot about that, and we also, we've got a brief little bit of time left. I'm about to hear it. And I'll let you too, Darlene. This past week was the anniversary of the Voters Rights Act in 1965. And the New Orleans Appeals Court of Appeals knocked down the 2011 law passed by the state of Texas for voter ID. No one should be discriminated. So if you can, you are 18 or older. I don't care whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Oriental, Muslim. Voice your opinion. Go register to vote. Because that's your right, according to the Constitution. I may be wrong on this, but the Constitution says you have the right to freedom of speech. And hey, we got 30 seconds left, so I'm going to end right now by sending out a shout out to my favorite little munchkin, Shortcake. Your dad, your Papa Rob still loves you, and will always love you. So, folks, listen next week. I'm looking at times of either Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to broadcast. Check on Facebook, and I'll check you later. Bye. Oh.